This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After several weeks of examining the material they have to work with, the House Appropriations Committee begins sculpting the budget bill today. It's clear they intend to use their chisels now rather than later.
Would it be preferable to you to have exactly what you're going to be appropriated for the year than you having to make mid-year cuts?
Alexandria Representative Lance Harris asked Higher Education Commissioner Joe Rallo last week.
You know, stability and certainty is always better than the cuts. But I would also answer by saying instead of just focusing on what higher ed gets and doesn't get, we keep going back to undedicating a lot of things and prioritizing, and we believe that higher ed is a priority.
Committee members have made no secret of their distrust of the Revenue Estimating Conference forecast, so are determined to carve 3-5% out of state spending before the fiscal year begins July 1st. With healthcare the biggest budget item, it also appears to be where the committee intends to do the most carving, as this exchange between Harris and Health Secretary Dr. Rebecca Gee illustrates.
What would you do if your budget was appropriated at, say, $100 million less in HB1 than it is right now?
That would be draconian.
Well, you were able to handle $390 million in this mid-year cut. So you would look at much more draconian cuts, or would you prefer us to appropriate a fictitious number?
Remember that for every dollar you cut to Medicaid, you're cutting about $4 to $5 to the state economy. $100 million being about $500 million cut to our economy.
I'm not cutting, I'm appropriating.
The chips start flying this morning at 9. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.